I wanted to wrap up. Coming up shortly is the full race preview for Orange, but Jamie Barkley is the CEO for the Australian Turf Club. I think he's at the Surfers Paradise Beach. Morning to you, Jamie.
Oh, good morning, Andrew. That's great timing. You've got me on, at the Magic Millions. What's the barrier trial?
Yeah, they're mate, it's all, we're at the sales complex this morning here on the Gold Coast. It might be a bit overcast, but there's plenty happening.
Well, I've never seen a barrier trial like this, and there's thousands of people on the Surfers Paradise Beach at the moment. So it's just a great initiative of the Magic Millions, and they're doing a fine job.
Jamie, I just wanted to grab you for a couple of minutes. I know that you've got a busy time there, but membership of the Australian Turf Club, we're always talking about it with Steve McMahon and Brett Devine on Sky Sports Radio. We've got a real good, strong warning here for our listeners that if they want to become members, they've got to really do it now.
Well, it's quite a success story that the Australian Turf Club over the last 12 months has been able to join a great number of members, and I think it's been driven by the success of the Everest Carnival and also the Autumn Carnival. And the Autumn Carnival, Andrew, is an opportunity for the people of Sydney and Australia to come and see three of the best 10 races that occur anywhere in the world. So we're putting on a great show, and I wouldn't want potential members to miss out on that opportunity.
So the basis of it is that there's a deadline of January 31 for patrons to become a new member before a waiting list is introduced on the 1st of Feb.
That's correct, Andrew. So we've hit an all-time record high number of members in the last few months, thanks largely to a great drive by our membership team. And so to ensure that our existing members enjoy the exclusivity and the prestige of being a member of the Australian Turf Club, which, as you know, gives you access into four great racetracks in Sydney, and, of course, provides great racing all year round. So this is an opportunity for people to get in before January 31. If not, they will go onto a waiting list. And as you may know, that the Sydney Cricket Ground has a wait list, and that wait list is currently about 13 years.
Yeah, you certainly want to be getting in now for sure, because you mentioned the Everest, but, I mean, the autumn coming up, Jamie, I know that you're reasonably new into the role and learning about it all and getting excited about it, but the championships, the Queen Elizabeth, and who knows how many appearances of the champion Mare Winx, and if you become a member, you get those facilities to watch her run.
Well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for anyone to get to see Winx race, so hopefully that's an opportunity that many Sydney siders can enjoy. You know, I'm really pleased that we've been able to get out of the racing pages and onto the back page and the front page of our major daily newspapers. I'm pleased that we're talking regularly about the success of the Australian Turf Club. There is some great racing happening in Sydney, and it is now the hottest ticket in town. And so I wouldn't want to miss that opportunity. I've been around sport for a long time, and right at this moment, on the back of the Everest Carnival and the Golden Slipper, which is already pulling record crowds last year. And last Friday evening, Andrew, we had a record crowd at Canterbury Racecourse, where the local community has really embraced horse racing. So things are all pointing in the right direction for racing in Sydney at the moment.
Just one before I let you go, and you can go and watch that draw, Jamie. But I know the facilities are something that, I keep saying a new grandstand at Randwick, and it's relatively new, but not as new as what it was. But you are looking at upgrades of facilities at racetracks.
Well, it's really important that we provide superior facilities for all racegoers. There will be a new development put in place at Randwick for the public to enjoy some major racing in the years ahead. I'm really impressed by the facilities at Rose Hill and also Randwick. And so anyone that does become a member is going to have access to some fine facilities, and we will do whatever we can now to enhance that race day experience for all people that come to our tracks. So the opportunity here for us is to make sure that the membership facilities are second to none, and we will be there shortly. Come April, I think there'll be great opportunities for people to enjoy quality food and beverage, and also quality facilities for viewing racing. And also, what we now find with a lot of our research is that it's a really social environment, that people are coming in large groups, And as we've talked regularly in the past about the under 35s have fully embraced racing at the moment in Sydney at Randwick and also Rose Hill. So all those key benchmarks for us, Andrew, are all heading in the right direction, and I'm really pleased to be part of it.
Jamie, we'll grab another time when you've got a bit more time to talk about your role and going forward. But thank you for joining us this morning, Jamie.
Thanks, Andrew, for your time. Bye.